Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Brother T, back with you today for Lesson 49 of A Course in Miracles. Let's take a good deep breath for a moment of silence before we begin. So welcome. Thank you for coming today. We're going to jump right in with Lesson 49. God's voice, capital V voice, speaks to me all through the day. It's quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind in which truth abides is in constant communication with God, whether you're aware of it or not. It is the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws. It is this part which is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. The part that is listening to the voice of God is calm, always at rest, and wholly certain. It is really the only part there is. The other part is a wild illusion, frantic and distraught, but without reality of any kind. Try today not to listen to it. Try to identify with the part of your mind where stillness and peace reign forever. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, reminding you that your Creator has not forgotten His Son. We'll need at least 4 5-minute practice periods today, and more if possible. We'll try actually to hear the voice reminding you of God and of yourself. We will approach this happiest and holiest of thoughts with confidence, knowing that in doing so, we're joining our will with the will of God. He wants you to hear His voice. He gave it to you to be heard. Listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and obscure your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sounds and sights of this insane world. You do not live there. We're trying to reach your real home. We're trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We're trying to reach God. Do not forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Do so with your eyes open when necessary, but closed when possible, and be sure that you sit quietly and repeat the idea for today slowly whenever you can, closing your eyes on the world and realizing that you are inviting God's voice to speak to you. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Let's take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence and introspection as we consider today's lesson for just a brief moment. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Notice in this lesson that Jesus is teaching us about one of what I believe to be a foundational fact and a principle of understanding that we must consider and accept, that our mind is split. Our mind is split. And I want to argue that it couldn't be split yet again, because that's exactly what we experience when we go to sleep at night, or any time that you drift off, if you will, into a state of dream. The mind is split yet again. But when we wake up, that small sliver of mind that was the sleeping self, and what the sleeping self represented, what the sleeping self convinced us that we are. We can see that it is indeed is not who and what we really are. We wake up, if you will, to a reality of who and what we are as human, if I can say it that way. But even that does not completely represent our wholeness, because our mind is still split. Just like our brain, it's everything in the physical world is really symbolic of truth. Symbolic of truth. Everything in the physical world points back to the truth of spirit. When we fell asleep, so to speak, in the tiny mad idea, in consideration of a fantasy that we could literally separate ourselves from God, be separate from God, have a separate will from God, have a separate voice from God, have a separate mind from God. The only way that could be actualized, experienced, fantasized, and dreamed about was to be in a state of dream. And the mind became split. This lesson today points that out quite well. The part that is listening, the part of our mind that is listening to the voice, capital V, voice of God, is calm, always at rest, and holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, certain. It is really the only part there is. The small sleeping self at night isn't really who you are. It's not your reality. It's symbolic, indeed, of what we're experiencing even now. Unless and until we connect with spirit. And Jesus is literally guiding us in meditation today in this lesson quite profoundly. He's not saying that you have to put your body in a certain position, that you have to hold your hands a certain way or bend your knees a certain way or sit a certain way or be in a certain place or face a certain direction or anything like that. Notice what he's telling you. Notice what he's telling you. Listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and obscure your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sounds and sights of this insane world. And this is all that we ever have needed to do. And I may have shared with you in the past, and I'll share again this morning. When I first discovered this pathway, I was introduced to it through the teachings of Buddha. Because I had rejected the ideas of the Christian theology that God was vengeful, wrathful, jealous, angry, hateful, and fearful. I couldn't agree. I couldn't accept it. I could not give it any more of my mind, because I could not believe that I would be expected to worship an entity, a being that clearly was not perfect, because those are not attributes of perfection. Those are attributes, quite plainly, of insanity. Those are the attributes of the human. And so I rejected it all and literally began to believe that, if anything, I was agnostic, but maybe even atheist. And I rejected it as soon as I was old enough to put the keys in the ignition and drive away. And I never went back. Literally, unless somebody was getting married or somebody was dying or had died. And I would go back to the church where people in my family might be getting married, or people in my family or acquaintances might have passed away, but most of the time that was at a funeral home or something like that. rarely in church. And I just rejected it all. And then I discovered, as I've shared with you before, a little book called The Rich Man's Secret, because I thought, oh, if I can get rich, if I can be rich, if I can be wealthy, at least I can be happy in this life. And I began to read this book by Vernon Howard, and he began to talk about a peaceful mind. The Rich Man's Secret and that book wasn't about how to make more money. It was about how to discover peace. Because once we have taken care of the issue of our sustenance in this life as humans, then we can turn our attention towards something much more important: who and what we are. And before I knew it, I was firmly upon the path. And the very first thing, the very first real aha moment that I had as I began to practice the teachings of Vernon Howard was to be present. I had no concept of what that was. But one day, as I was outside washing the wheel on my new car, and I'm down on my hands and knees and I'm washing this wheel, and I'm asking myself this question: what does it mean to be present? What does it mean to be present? What does it mean to be present? I was really pondering this question. It came to me. We have an inner guidance system, and it is informing us all the time when we will allow it to help us. We might call it our intuition. You know that voice. You know that nudge. You know clearly what I'm talking about. But as we mature in our connection with that self, and it is yourself, nothing more than your right mind, helping you, guiding you, trying to reach you through the raucous, frantic shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts, which is the thoughts of the ego mind, the mind of fear. And when it does, when we're just present for just a moment and quiet for just a moment, and sometimes it may take something quite dramatic or something quite unexpected to shock us, and our mind quits thinking and we create a space and we discover an access point. And from that presence, from that being present, that holy instant, that inner capital V voice can be heard, because we're not drowning it out with all of our crazy self-talk, self-thinking. So in deep silence, be very still and open your mind. Go past all of that noise. It may not subside completely. I remember when I first started practicing meditation, I thought the purpose of it was to quiet the mind so that there were no thoughts. Good luck with that. Because you're not a thinker, you're literally tuning into a stream of thoughts that all of us, because we're all connected in mind, and all of these thoughts are available to all of us, and they have a vibrational frequency, and whatever consciousness level we are holding and adhering to and giving life to, our consciousness is life, and that consciousness then attracts those thoughts. And we think they're our thoughts. They're just thoughts. And they're not real. They're not God's thoughts. They're not even our thoughts. It's just a white noise. Just like the little thinking self at night when it's sleeping, it has all these crazy thoughts and all these dramas manifest. And as the dramas manifest, more thoughts that are in alignment with the drama, with the energy, whether it's fear or guilt or excitement or ecstasy or whatever it is, the imaging and the movie in the mind continues to resonate with those thoughts, that consciousness, those vibrations. This lesson is telling us that our mind is split. It's split in two. But I would say one part is very small and it's not even really what we are, who we are, and represents an illusion, a fabrication, a made-up idea. Mutually agreeing upon definitions, nonetheless, that we all are accepting and agreeing upon that change a little bit border to border as we mark around the world and walk around the world and visit around the world. We see in different cultures, different traditions, different ideas of the way things are or the way things should be or how people should be. But it's all made up. And it's all mutually agreed so that we're all feeling safe, at least locally, with our thought system that we've created out of nothing. Our brother Jesus is saying, God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Will today be the day that when you proclaim to someone near you, when you see me, you see the Father? When you hear me speak, you're hearing the voice of God, because the voice of God speaks to me all through the day. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sounds and sights of this insane world. So when I first started meditating, I learned in that moment with my car and my tire, I began to realize I'm having an intimate moment with my tire. I'm being present. I'm literally paying attention to everything in this space, in this place, in this time. And as I reflect back on it now, and this was 25 years ago, it takes me right back to that moment. It's a precious moment because it was a paradigm shift. It was a shift in conscious awareness. And since then, I have persisted, as Jesus is trying to help us to persist today, in giving part of my day to the experience of being present. And that's why I call upon you and join with me when I say, let's take a good deep breath. We come to the center. We notice our breathing. We're letting go of the outside world, literally. We may be coming into the focus of the body, but at least we're coming into focus. And we take a good deep breath. Let's do it right now. And so it is. We have so much to be grateful for. We have been blessed beyond imagining. If you are on this pathway with A Course in Miracles, got nothing to do with me. I am just here as your host to facilitate a conversation with you about how this course can change everything for you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being with me in this journey, in this conversation, because I am the learner. And A Course in Miracles makes it quite clear that the teacher is the learner. Are you teaching? Well, you may say no, but I did remark recently, right? Might have been yesterday, that we're all ministers. We're all teaching what we believe. We believe in the thought system of the world, or we believe in the truth. And only the truth is true, not some wild imagining of some insane ego mind making God up in its own image. A God that would be vengeful, wrathful, jealous, hateful, just crazy. That's not a God worthy of worshiping. And love itself requires no worshiping. Truth requires no worshiping. It only is asking for you to be conscious of your divine identity. The mind is split, but it can be made whole. And we don't have to discard the small sleeping self dreams that we had last night and get up this morning and be angry about it or hate it because it's crazy or it's not real or it fabricates all these illusions. One moment ecstasy, the next moment terror. We don't have to hate that mind. We don't wake up and hate that mind. We accept it. We literally integrate it and go, oh, it was just a dream. It has no effect. It means nothing. All dreaming events are neutral. I'm giving them all the meaning that they have. It doesn't matter. I can take something from it. I can consider the lessons that may be there because everything around us is constantly sharing lessons with us because it's showing us our mind. It's showing us our belief system. It's showing us our commitment. It's showing us our agreement to mutually agreed upon definitions of the truth and what our life is really about. But it's time to begin to no longer be in a coma, in a stupor, in some wild imagination that we're something other than what God has created us to be. We cannot change what God has created us to be. You're perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And he tells you really quite clearly here that the part that is listening, the part of your mind that is listening to the voice of God is calm, always. He didn't say sometimes. He said always at rest and wholly certain. But this other part, this ego self, this split off part of our mind, this fabrication of what we are, that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws, that this is the part which is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. Highly uncertain. And it then, and we've talked about this in the past, we'll come up again with it in our discussions, it then imagines an idealized self, a godlike self that we can manufacture ourselves into, that we can mold ourselves into this idealized self, and we give that idealized self, and we tell ourselves this lie that if we could become that self, then we would be loved, we would be honored, we would be respected, we would have abundance, we would have a relationship, we would have the big house, the big car, the great job, whatever, some idealized concept, construct that would make us happy. And underneath it all, that insane mind has one sincere motto that it is certain of, if I can add that in. Seek, but do not find. We come up with these great ideas, and then we go about seeking it, and then we get upset and distracted and angry when we cannot accomplish the idealized self. That is insane. In a word, it's insanity. And it has no power other than the power that we give it in our own self-delusion of what our reality really is. I say you truly, my brothers and sisters, this is a celebration to learn these things about ourselves, to have been hoodwinked and confused and fearful and feeling guilty and struggling to achieve some idealized self for decade upon decade, as we humans do, before somebody finally taps us on the shoulder because we finally said, I can't do this by myself. And we open the portal, the opportunity for awakening begins. As soon as we consider anybody else other than ourselves, we're already on the pathway. We're already on the pathway. But to understand what Jesus is teaching us in A Course in Miracles is a major stepping stone that can save us, dare I say, thousands of years. Because you don't have one lifetime. You are life. You are eternal. You are as God created you to be. So get over it. Accept it. Do not let the mind of fear distract you and confuse you from that truth about who and what you are. You are God's perfect child. And you must see yourself therefrom. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. So today we make a commitment. 4 5-minute practice periods where we are tuning out the world, we're listening in deep silence, we become very still, and we open our mind. I always have added this little practice to my meditations, my connections, my moment of being in the holy instant, my moment of being present, and I began the dialogue with my higher self. And it starts out simply by asking the question, are you there? And I listen. And the response comes. And a smile comes across my face always, because the next thing I hear is, I love you. And I think it's me saying I love you to Spirit, and Spirit says that it's me saying I love you to me. It's true. It's real. It's profound. It's the voice of certainty. It's unmistakable. And once you access this inner guidance, and it's available to you through the teachings of A Course in Miracles, these practices are the building blocks of a foundation that will carry you forward into a new experience of life. As I have said before, and I say again right now, this is the graduate study of spirituality. You can set aside all the trinkets, the toys, the pendulums, the crystals, the sounding forks, all of the physical work that we've been doing, and nothing wrong with it. We need those stepping stones to move the resistance that we've built to understanding and knowing the truth of who and what we are. Whatever we're using that helps us to get there. I used to light candles, and I would just stare at them until tears are flowing down my face because my eyes were strained. I use earplugs, and I would put myself in a room where it was completely dark, and I couldn't hear anything because I wanted to focus. Whatever you need to do is fine. You can't do it wrong. You cannot fail. You're already way beyond where you might even have imagined you would ever be, and you may not yet be aware of it. But you cannot fail, because God's voice speaks to you all through the day. Today, we listen. I love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send